98.1 KZE. It's MK, and with me in the studio is Mac Doris from the Ride for Mental Health. Mac, it is great to have you in again.
Hi, MK. It's great to be here.
All right, let me get that a little closer to you. I should have done that in advance. There you go. Also help if I turn the mixer on. Mac, how are you?
I'm doing great, MK. How are you? It's nice to be back.
It's Monday, you know. So last time we were talking about the Ride for Mental Health, it was maybe a month ago. Now we are right on top of it. The ride is imminent this weekend, the 22nd and 23rd. And you have told me it's going great. Signups are booming.
It's going great. This is sort of the last week, and there's a little bit of an increase in the stress level. I think tents are going in tomorrow for all the rest stops and for the dinner and for the start-finish area. We're sort of doing last-minute stuff. We have a phone call later this evening to talk about how we pick up a couple of Jeeps from some Romeo dealerships in Kingston.
Oh, great.
And when we're putting in signs exactly, and who's on the sign crews and things like that.
All so the logistics.
Last-minute logistics, but it's all going great. We now have over 400 people in total signed up, which is great, and we're hoping we get probably about another 50 to 75 more would be ideal.
Is there usually kind of a rush right at the end?
There's usually a little spike at the end, and it's a little bit weather dependent. And right now it looks like it's going to be warm.
Good.
But but that's okay.
Yeah.
And we have plenty of pickle juice for everybody who likes pickle juice to avoid cramps. And it seems to be like a magical thing.
Is that a thing?
It's a thing. Pickle juice. You don't want to drink it in large quantities.
Sure.
Just a little bit of pickle juice seems to help with cramps.
It's
very salty.
The salt, yeah.
But I think there's also some sort of chemical thing that happens that's kind of special about it. So
I like pickle juice.
Well, we're going to have some pickles too, so you should come. You should come and hang out and ride, or even if you don't ride, just have some pickle juice and some pickles.
I can come by for pickles.
Absolutely. And we're also going to have some hydration mix from Scratch that's being donated by Scratch, our new sponsor this year. So that's great. So we'll keep the riders in good shape and hydrated for sure. And there's also plenty of homemade cookies at all the rest stops, so they'll love those too.
Wonderful. For the uninitiated, the Ride for Mental Health is an annual event in New Paltz. As the name implies, all of the proceeds benefit mental health organizations and just raising awareness as well. And this is, we think, probably the biggest ride for mental health in the country.
That's right. We think we... That's sort of good news, bad news, right? Mm-hmm. I looked on the internet about a year after Eric died. He died in 2016, our middle son. He lost his battle with mental illness. And in 2017, at the beginning of 2017, when I looked on the internet, I found almost zero rides, charity bicycle rides for mental health. So we decided we better start one.
Yeah.
And I think we've done pretty well at drawing folks from New York City and also from the Boston area. Because the bulk of our proceeds goes to McLean Hospital. They're usually rated the number one psychiatric hospital in the country. Eric was an outpatient there when he died. It's a great, great place for research and so forth. So we draw a bunch of people from the Boston area as well as New York now,
yeah,
which is great.
That's wonderful. And I also like to emphasize that there are rides available for all ability levels here. So don't feel like you have to be a super serious cyclist to be able to participate in the ride.
That's absolutely right. I think the simplest route that we offer is a 14-mile rail trail route. It goes from New Paltz to Rosendale. And by the way, because the rail trail is nothing but straight and up and back, you can turn around anywhere you want.
Right.
We actually think that's a great thing for families to come and do. And, you know, the kids are never too young to start talking about mental health and how that's important. And if they're not feeling well, it's really a good idea to talk about it. And we offer a really great deal for families of up to four in total, where they can sign up for the rail trail for just $100.
Oh, that's great.
They get four registrations, basically.
Yeah.
And we'll give them a couple of jerseys for the grown-ups, and we'll give them dinner on Saturday evening. So it's a great deal.
And you know how much fun this would be for kids to participate in, you know, like just the excitement of being in like a big group event like this and the buzz in the air, like that's so much fun. And even if they're too little to ride yet, I have a friend with a little kid and we've ridden the rail trail and he tows her in like a little, one of those little tent things.
We see that all the time. Lots of kids are getting towed, or they're they're either towed in a little like wagon,
yeah,
or they're sitting on the back of one of those little attachment bike things. So they're pedaling. They're pretty young still, but then they don't have their own bike, but mm-hmm. they're attached to mom or dad's bike.
Yeah.
And that works pretty well too.
So much fun. And it's a beautiful ride. I mean, the rail trail is just a gorgeous ride.
The rail trail is great. I actually did a 30-mile rail trail ride on Saturday, and it was just beautiful. And the other thing that for little kids that we do sometimes is parents will bring little kids as part of the volunteer package. One of my colleagues from work, he brings one of his three boys every year, and they love it. And they hang out at a rest stop, and they love it when the cyclists come by. And they blast, you know, a boombox radio and so forth. There's a bunch of their friends.
Play whatever music the youths are listening to these days.
They have a great time.
That's wonderful. Yeah. So I want to reemphasize, because that's such a great thing for families. If you're looking for something active and fun to do this weekend, that's also for a great cause, $100 for like a family four pack, basically, for the 14-mile rail trail ride.
That's right. And the other rides are road rides, and you can do as short as a 25-mile road ride. And all of these rides are fully supported. Every ride has a rest stop, at least one rest stop. They're generally every 12 and a half miles.
So you're not going to get into serious trouble, even if you, you know, have never ridden a bike before and you sign up for the 25-mile ride and you get 10 miles in and you're like, I think I'm in over my head. You can bail.
We'll pick you up.
Yeah.
Yes, we have course support vehicles following riders and so forth.
But really, 25 miles on a bike is pretty moderate. I mean, a mile goes fast on a bike.
It goes pretty fast, but sometimes people haven't ridden for a long time and they want to come and do the ride, which is terrific. And then they realize 25 isn't nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's still 25 and it's still not flat, the road ride for 25.
Right.
So it helps to get a little practice in beforehand.
Yes.
As you say, even if you're struggling, even if you need a little bit of a help to get to the rest stop or home, back to start finish, we're happy to do it. So
yeah.
We'd love to see people show up. And we also have a couple of different 50-mile routes. One's a little hilly, goes up to the Ashokan and back, and the other one's not quite as hilly, it goes south. And then we probably have right now about 80 people signed up to put those two 50s together and ride 100 miles on Saturday.
Yeah, and are they going to ride the full 100 on Saturday?
Yes, those guys are going to ride 100 miles on Saturday. They'll start at 8 a.m. We don't offer support for 100 on Sunday, just on Saturday. But the most popular thing, quite honestly, is to ride the 50 north on Saturday, come to dinner Saturday evening, come back on Sunday and ride the south 50. Mm-hmm. So they still ride 100, but over 2 days.
Yes, yes. And the 50 north is the slightly more challenging hilly route. So then they reward themselves with the chiller route on Sunday.
That's exactly right. Yeah, get the tough one over with on Saturday. That's absolutely the best way to do it.
We're talking about the Ride for Mental Health. You can get all of this information at rideformentalhealth.org. And it is not at all too late to register. Or you take registration right up until the day?
We take registration right up to the morning of, kind of thing. So, yeah. And we're also giving, we're calling this the last chance to register, kind of thing. So we also have a coupon code that people can use on the registration page when they're checking out. And the coupon code to use is LC, like last chance, 2024. And that'll give them $50 off the registration fee.
There you go. I mean, it's generous of you to put that out there to our entire listening audience. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, we do want to get close to 500 people total this year, and I think that ought to help. And it's they're going to get a Hincapie designed jersey. They're going to get socks. They're going to get a water bottle. And they're going to get a dinner. Yes. In fact, I brought some swag, and you should check the bag, because I think there may be some socks in there for you, MK.
Oh, let's take a look at these socks.
You have to check out what you got
there. Are these special cycling socks?
Well, they work great for cycling, but they're also pretty cool socks just to wear around.
Oh, yeah. These are great. These are going to be some ski socks for me, I think.
They'll work. They're definitely a multi-purpose sock.
Yeah.
Manufactured by the sock guy. And yeah, I wear them all the time.
Yeah. And the hashtag is right on here, Ride Away the Stigma, which is the motto and kind of the ethos of the Ride for Mental Health. And I think it's such an important cause, and I'm so glad that you're calling attention to it with such a great active event.
Yeah, thanks very much. And you're right. We basically have two goals. One is to raise some money for education, research, and treatment of mental illness. And the other one is to help eliminate the stigma associated with mental illness. So just by bringing people together for the weekend and seeing people riding with our jerseys, the Ride for Mental Health on other days is great, because it just opens up the discussion about mental illness and makes it a lot easier for people to talk about it. And I think it's helping.
Yeah. Do you find that people kind of share their stories throughout the weekend? I mean, you know, you have your big dinner on Saturday. Do you kind of get people having those conversations?
They do. And you know, of course, it's not forced and it's not required that people talk about, you know, colleagues or friends or family that have been struggling. But it just happens. Mm-hmm. It just happens. Or there's a group that comes from Buffalo that we let them wear their specially designed jerseys, which are basically dedicated to one of the family members that suffered greatly from depression and took his life.
Yeah.
And so they're there to honor him and to help others.
Yeah.
And they raise a lot of money, which is really tremendous.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a positive thing to, you know, to put that energy and that grief into something so positive is really great.
Yeah, it's really interesting how a lot of times I see people raising lots of money and I make a point to go and look at their story or reach out to them. And some of the stories are chilling. But it's just so great that these people are coming and participating in the event and, you know, making an effort to solicit their friends and so forth and to ask for help to help others.
Yeah. The Ride for Mental Health is this weekend, June 22nd and 23rd. RideForMentalHealth.org. Still plenty of time to sign up. And it is a rain or shine event. So, you know, don't be scared. Whatever happens. And there's plenty of rest stops and hydration and pickle juice along the way. I just want to reiterate, there are rides for all ability levels. You can do the 14-mile rail trail ride, bring the whole family. You can do the 25 miles, or you can do the 50 or the full 100 if you're brave and if you, unlike me, are a serious cyclist. I know a lot of folks who are. You know, I see them on my Strava all the time, and I'm like, you go with your 75-mile casual ride.
Well, you know, and I think I'll probably start with a bunch of my friends that come up from New York City, and they will ride 100, at least I think most of them will. And I'll start with them, but I don't think I'm going to go more than 50 this year, and then do the North 50 with those guys, and then I'll take it easy in the afternoon and maybe shuttle some of the stuff around that needs to be
Well, you got
around.
Stuff to do, yeah.
I got a few things to do.
Just a little. Mac Doris, thank you so much for joining us once again. And thank you, as always, for putting together the Ride for Mental Health.
Well, thank you, MK. It's great to be here.
We got some YOLA for you today. Ride out in the country, which is what everybody's going to be doing this weekend.